This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Gabon clarifies no plans to demolish or vacate Tribhuvan University cricket ground, says cricket ground will operate under fresh lease agreement. Nepali Congress elects Bismaraj Angdembe as its parliamentary party leader. Gabon unveils Nepal's current economic situation report, assessing country's overall socio-economic situation. And Iranian Foreign Minister Araghchi blames U.S. for a breakdown in peace negotiations as he visits Russia. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to list the Sikari Printing Center as a public entity to carry out commercial activities in competition with the private sector. While informing about the decisions of the cabinet meeting held today, Education Minister and government spokesperson Sasmit Pokhrel said that a notice regarding the inclusion of the Sikari Printing Center in the list of the public entities will be published in the Nepal Gazette. Similarly, the government has also decided to promote Additional Inspector General Narayan Dutta Podyal to the post of Inspector General of the Armed Police Force in Nepal. Likewise, the cabinet endorsed the Customs Regulation 2083 Bikram Sambat with the aim of bringing improvements in the economic sector. In response to journalists' queries regarding the issues of vacating the Tribhuvan University cricket ground, a spokesperson Pokhrel clarified that the government has no intention to demolish or vacate the grounds. He added that the discussions held today with the vice-chancellor and other officials of the Tribhuvan University were positive. He also added that since the lease period of the TU cricket ground has expired, the ground will be continued through a new rental agreement. Bismaraj Angdembe has been unanimously elected the parliamentary party leader of the Nepali Congress. A meeting of the Nepali Congress parliamentary party held today at Singhadarbar elected him as its leader, endorsing the nomination made earlier today by the Nepali Congress Central Work Execution Committee meeting. Nepali Congress Joint General Secretary and Election Committee Coordinator Prakash Rosaili Snehi confirmed the decision to pick Angdembe as the Nepali Congress parliamentary party leader. Angdembe, a proportional representation member of the House of Representatives, was elected for the role accordingly. Earlier, a three-member committee coordinated by Party Vice President Biswa Prakash Sharma was formed after three candidates staked claims for the parliamentary party leadership. Nepali Congress spokesperson Devraj Chalasi has said that it's not appropriate to bring an ordinance by suspending the parliamentary session. After the meeting of the Central Work Execution Committee held today at the party's central office in Sanipa, spokesperson Chalasi said that it was inappropriate to postpone the parliamentary session and issue an ordinance and that the party disagrees with such an action. Spokesperson Chalasi also drew the government's attention, stating that the government has shown no interest in providing relief in the event of excessive price hikes in petroleum products and investigating the damages from the Janji protest on September 8th and 9th in 2025. The government today made public Nepal's current economic situation report 2083, assessing the country's current overall socio-economic situation. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle had decided to prepare the document as soon as he took over the responsibility of the Ministry of Finance after the formation of the new government. According to the ministry, the situation report aims to present an objective picture of the country's current economic situation and to help guide the formulation of future policies, plans and budget. The hydropower sector has been presented as a major opportunity. The position paper also states that income and employment can be created in rural areas through the integrated development of mountain culture and community-based tourism. Similarly, international competitiveness can also increase if tourism infrastructure, service quality, mobility, and destination management are improved in the country. Chinese ambassador to Nepal Zhang Maoming met with Minister for Communications and Information Technology Dr. Bikram Timulsina at the ministry today. According to Minister Dr. Timulsina's secretariat, discussions were held on issues of Nepal-China relations, mutual interests and bilateral cooperation. On the occasion, the Chinese ambassador shared that Nepal-China cooperation could be materialized in the areas of AI and information technology. He expressed confidence that an environment conducive for the operation of companies being run in Nepal with Chinese investment would be created. Similarly, during the meeting, Minister Dr. Timulsina underscored collaboration between the two countries in the area of infrastructure connectivity, digital infrastructure development, and IT. Earlier today, Chinese Ambassador Maoming also called on Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Susmit Pokhrel. In the meeting held at the minister's office in Singhadabar, the two exchanged views on Chinese support and cooperation to Nepal's various areas, including education, science and technology, and sports. This news comes to you from Didi Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Internet
SMS.
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *1415 हैश डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The air quality in Kathmandu Valley, which started to deteriorate rapidly from last week, is once again showing signs of improvement. The pollution, which had increased due to dry weather and forest fires, has gradually started to decrease with the onset of rain in recent days. Kathmandu's air quality index AQI, which was around 92 last Tuesday, had risen to 247 on Thursday, falling into the very unhealthy category. Currently, the pollution is decreasing, having dropped to 141 today, which falls in the unhealthy category. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi says U.S. excessive demands have caused peace negotiations to fail in Islamabad in comments to local reporters after arriving in Russia. According to the BBC, touching down in St. Petersburg, Foreign Minister Araghchi, in an interview in Persian and shared on his Telegram channel, said he will consult with Russian allies about the war in the Middle East. Araghchi's arrival in Russia comes after talks with mediators in Islamabad. He told reporters that the discussions addressed the conditions under which the negotiations can continue. He said safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz, a crucial waterway, remains a global issue and called for neighbors, including Oman, to work closely on their mutual interest in the strait. India and New Zealand signed the Free Trade Agreement EFTA on Monday, marking a significant step in strengthening bilateral economic ties, with the pact expected to bring deep tariff cuts, expanded market access and enhanced service cooperation. According to the ANI News Agency, the deal signed between India's Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal and New Zealand Minister for Trade and Investment, Tuet Macklay, is being described as one of India's fastest concluded bilateral trade deals. The agreement follows earlier negotiations that had stalled after multiple rounds, primarily over concerns related to India's dairy sectors. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy in the Himalayan and hilly regions, while the Terai region will have partly cloudy conditions. There is a possibility of light rainfall and snowfall at a few places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Kusi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, as well as in some places of the Himalayan regions of Karnali province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government clarifies no plans to demolish or vacate Tribhuvan University cricket ground, says cricket ground will operate under fresh lease agreement. Nepali Congress elects Bhishma Raj Angdembe as its parliamentary party leader. Government unveils Nepal's current economic situation report, assessing country's overall socio-economic situation. And Iranian Foreign Minister Araghchi blames U.S. for breakdown in peace negotiations as he visits Russia. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.